Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former New England Patriot player Aaron Hernandez won't be back in court until next month after a judge agreed to delay his probable cause hearing yesterday to allow prosecutors more time to present evidence to a grand jury. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to last month's murder of Odin Lloyd of Dorchester. Defense attorneys criticized the delay yesterday. They say Hernandez will ultimately be exonerated and he deserves a chance to challenge the evidence against him. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more.
Media helicopters hovered high overhead Attleboro District Court, and security was tight inside as Aaron Hernandez was brought into the courtroom. He had a short, trim beard, wore a dark suit, unbuttoned white shirt, and shackles. Hernandez stood in silence for over 40 minutes, his eyes darting back and forth at the judge, prosecutors, and his attorneys as they debated and discussed his case. Hernandez had been in jail, held without bail, for 28 days, charged with murdering semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. This was supposed to be a probable cause hearing, a chance for prosecutors to lay out the merits of their case. Instead, they asked for a 30-day continuance, time for a Fall River grand jury to sift through the evidence and decide whether to hand down an indictment. District Court Judge Daniel O'Shea, citing the seriousness of the crime, agreed to the delay, denying a request from defense attorneys that the charges against Hernandez be dismissed. After the hearing, one of his attorneys, Charles Rankin, spoke to reporters.
We are extremely upset that the Commonwealth was not prepared to go forward today with a probable cause hearing. A probable cause hearing is intended to give an opportunity to the defendant to test the allegations of the Commonwealth, to show through witnesses that they have evidence that they claim they have. And we're confident that when that opportunity finally comes, Aaron is going to be exonerated.
But Attorney Rankin would not answer questions about reports possibly linking his client to another crime, a double murder in Boston last summer. Most of yesterday's hearing dealt with the media's access to information about the killing of Odin Lloyd. Since Hernandez and two alleged accomplices were charged in that murder, arrest and search warrants have been impounded. Prosecutors say they needed to be sealed to ensure a fair trial, but a consortium of news outlets asked that the records be released, and Judge O'Shea agreed. They'll be available later today. Attorney Mike Greigel represents the news organizations.
A defendant's right to a fair trial, even in high-profile cases, can be accommodated with the right of the press and public to have access to information relevant to a criminal case. And the way to do that is through a very careful probing process where potential members of the jury are carefully screened.
A dozen friends and family members were in the court during the Aaron Hernandez hearing. Nathan Ramos came from Hartford, Connecticut.
As you can see, America loves a winner but hates a loser.
Ramos wore a Hernandez Patriots jersey and a Pats cap embroidered on the side with free number 81. He says the former football star should be out on bail.
I think they're being real prejudiced about giving him a bond or letting him bond out, you know what I mean? So just goes to show you that basically it's the other way around. You're guilty to proven innocent.
At the end of yesterday's hearing, Aaron Hernandez quickly glanced at friends and family members in the courtroom and mouthed the words, "I love you." Then he turned and was taken back to Bristol County Jail, where he'll be held until his next court appearance on August 22nd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.